Okay, let us start. We are here working on our Midos, which is the best thing we can do. To work on our Midos is a form of tshuva, and especially in such difficult times. I'm just going to work on here. I have to fix. Zevi, if you're there, I'm trying to figure out how to mute. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, Rebbe, you click on the microphone. Also, there's a little button on the bottom that you can just set it up that everybody's muted. But yeah, you press on their microphone and it'll automatically mute anybody.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. So here we go. Working on our Midos is essential during this time that we are stuck in tight quarters with family and the like. It's not an easy time, and aside from all of the tragedy, which there is much, there's a lot of suffering, but there's also a lot of Midos issues, a lot of family togetherness, and you know, whether it be brothers and sisters or even a husband and wife. But it's a challenge. So we're working on our Midos over here. And the Mida that is the most prevalent at these times is what we call Kas, anger. We have a expression that that's used in the world called the straw that breaks the camel's back, right? Usually when someone gets angry, there's a straw that breaks the camel's back. They'll sometimes scream. It's very interesting the way the first words that come out of someone's mouth when they're angry. One of the words that comes out is, "You're messing with me." The word "me" comes up. Do you know who I am? It's a certain type of gaiva. But another thing that comes out is, "I've had it." Usually when people get angry, they explode and go, "I've had it." "I've had it" means the straw that breaks the camel's back. And what happens is a person is in a situation where over the day they're being, over the week, they're being tested over and over again. And it's like a camel that's getting more straw on its back and more straw on its back and more straw on its back until there's a straw that breaks the camel's back. A lot of times you could be, you know, you could be with an LL representative and you ask her for the super kosher meal and all of a sudden she blows up at you and you're like, whoa, what happened to this lady? She blows up at me about the super kosher meal. Yeah, but you don't know that seven people today have drove her mad. You're not really driving her mad. You just want to change one detail in your seat. But based on what she's dealt with in that day, so now you're the straw that broke the camel's back. So a lot of times the one who gets screamed at or bears the brunt of anger is not really the person who really caused the anger, which is an interesting point. A lot of times it's just somebody who really was the last straw. And whenever that happens, it's even more so important, obviously, always to apologize, but especially when someone bears the brunt of someone's anger for no reason. It's important to apologize and realize that it's tense times and people are likely to get upset. But that's how anger works. It works in increments, more and more added on the person. And then the person, they can't be civil anymore. It's actually very interesting. I was actually learning this with my son today, my son Yitzchak. We're learning that Moshe Rabbeinu was called an Ish Anav, right? Moshe was the Ish Anav on Ma'od. And Rashi writes that he was a Savlon, a Shuffle the Savlon. He was someone who could endure. And the Medrash says that he was able to be Sovel. He davened that he should be able to be Sovel Deya Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad. That the leaders of Klal Yisrael, aside from him, he was able to be sovel kol echad v'echad. He could endure people. It's an interesting lashon to be sovel. what does it mean to be Sovel people? The answer is, being Sovel is to endure. And a lot of times you need endurance when you're dealing with people. You need to endure. You need to make it through to the finish line. Rav Yerucham points out that a lot of times in Nisayon, you think it's over and then you miss the boat and you don't finish well. Sometimes the Nisayon of anger could be going the whole day and you don't want to ruin it at the end. You want to hold on and make sure that you don't get upset. But it's very common now, while we're cooped up in the house, to get angry at people. A beautiful Kabbalah would be to for sure not raise our voices, like we said, but also to try to really put things in perspective. Something that really helps with anger is perspective. Just like we said, that if you understood women and that they need to get their sheitel fixed for a half hour when you want to go to the chasana and you're ready to go. So if you understand women, you get less upset with them, right? So whenever you put something in perspective, you get less angry. The most extreme advice that I give someone when they can't stand someone, they're driving them crazy, is, and I don't repeat this because it's an extreme advice, but I do this when someone really feels someone has a major attitude problem. I say to them, try to pretend that they're special needs children, that they're mentally retarded. Because when you get insulted by someone who's mentally retarded, you don't get upset because you have a perspective that they're obviously not all there. There are certain people in our lives who are not mentally retarded, but the way they act is so retarded that it's kedai to have like a box in your head that when this person speaks, you can't take them seriously because they have a screw loose. Again, that's an emergency situation that we take out only when we really have trouble with a particular person. But perspectives are very much help to be Sovel. So in this time, one way of not getting angry at people is to think about the suffering. I wish on everyone only good news, but certain families are getting very bad news, and there's a lot of suffering, a lot of issues that are life and death. So when a person feels like he's having a little bit of a rough time with his kid's sister or his parents, or in my case, whoever's in my family, a person has to put it in perspective and say that Baruch Hashem, that these are our issues, that we're just sort of bored and cooped up. But we're really, in reality, we have to count our brachas. Whoever is healthy has a bright future ahead of them. And this is a little blip. But there are people who mamish, there's a lot of closure in people's lives, Rachmana Litzlan, and it puts things in perspective. So let's continue a little bit more in anger. We had levels over here, and we had a very beautiful chiddush from the Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim says, based on the Mishnah and Avos, that kasha lichos v'noach lirtzos, someone who is hard to anger but easily appeased. Who is such a person? He defines it by someone who gets angry and automatically has a cooling system right afterwards. They get upset. It's hard to get them upset. But as soon as you get them upset, they start cooling down. And the Mesillas Yesharim points out that such a person is praiseworthy. And he says that we see from here, there's an expectation that a regular person will have moments of anger, because the Mishnah does not say that this person who's praiseworthy, it doesn't get angry. I mean, he in fact gets angry. It's kasha lichos. But his level of anger is a level that's totally under control. And that's how we define bad anger, is any type of being out of control, saying something you'll regret, doing something violent, doing something self-destructive or destructive to others, and all those things can be real anger. But this person, even though he gets angry, he has his anger under a tight leash. And the Mesilas Yesharim continues that this is what it means in Chulin Peites, Tola Eretz Al Blima, Eina Olam Miskayim, Eina Olam Miskayim, El Bishvil Misha Bolim Atzma Bishas Mariva, someone who closes his mouth during a fight. So the Mesilas Yesharim, I'm saying this is obviously not talking about somebody who's having a little fight. It's somebody who has such a good line to send back at the other person, such a good line to hit him with. Dovey, I enjoy seeing you over there. Dovey, you're a good man. I like, where are you? You're like in a study. You look good. Anyway, so he has such a good line and he holds back. The world was created for such a person. And the reason is because that's called exercising self-control. How do you define a human being? How do you define a human being? You define a human being by bechira, right? The most basic human trait that we have is the ability to exercise self-control. So if someone, in fact, exercises self-control, then they are somebody who's using their humanity, using their tzelem Elokim, their ability to be human. So really, the whole world is miskayim for somebody who can be quiet. He has a mean line that he could say to his sister or to his brother, and he holds back. The whole world is based on such people, because the Bali Musar point out that very few people really exercise self-control. They really think they're using self-control, but they're really just functioning based on the whim of how they're feeling at that moment. But somebody who at the moment really decides, I am going to keep quiet, especially when they're bursting with that feeling of anger and resentment, and they could do it, and they choose to be bigger. So the whole world is miskayim for such a person. Says Mesilas Yesharim, Vaynu Shekfar Nisoru Tivo Bekas, his insides are getting angry. Buhubis Gabruso Bolimpiv, and he, in his self-control, closes his mouth. Now, the main thing here is, and this is something I got from my Rabbeim, is we're not supposed to have unreasonable expectations of ourselves. Someone who's upset that they feel angry inside, that's they're overdoing it. They're expecting too much of themselves. You see from the Mesilas Yesharim that that if you have anger but it's under control, you're good, and you have to believe you're good. But we're going to discuss a higher level right now, and this is a fascinating line that the Mesilas Yesharim here has. He says, "Amna midaso shel hilul hazaken olal kolela." But we find a higher level in anger management that's the midah of hilul hazaken. Now, what I enjoy very much about this line in the Mesilas Yesharim is he's not saying that it's in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We don't have a Mishnah about the level of anger that we're talking about right now. Just like Lahavdil, there's Einstein's theory of relativities, or there are other things that are named the Pythagorean theorem, which was invented by Pythagoras. I think he was a Greek man. Right? Or these things, they're named after people. We have a level of anger that's coined as Hillel Hazaken's Midah. The Mesilas Yesharim is calling this Hillel's Midah, which means it's so unique what Hillel achieved in the level of anger that he got it named after him. Amna Midasa Shel Hillel Hazaken Olal Chalela. Hillel surpassed everyone. Shekvar Lo Haya Machmid Al Shum Davar. Hillel was not upset inside, internally, about anything. Vafilu his oru shel kaslo nasabo. Inside, he had no feeling of anger, meaning the anger was not something that was just under control. Hillel had removed the midah of anger entirely. Zeu vaday anaki min akas mikol vakol. This is somebody who's totally clean from anger. Now, I'll tell you something that bothered me about this a little bit, which is that really the Mesilas Yesharim over here is talking about the level of a tzaddik, right? We've talked many times that until the end of this part of Mesilas Yesharim, you need this to be a tzaddik. A tzaddik is a person who follows Shulchan Aruch and fixes his midos. Sometimes the Mesilas Yesharim throws in, though, a curveball, something from left field, which is over here, for example, he's talking about Hillel HaZaken, who never gets a feeling of anger. That's not a level of a regular tzaddik, and it's all the way in the earlier part of Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Yud Aleph, which is a very strange placement of this midah of Hillel. If I was writing the Mesilas Yesharim, I would place this later in the Sefer, by Chassidus or Kedusha, high, high levels of a person. But something I've noticed, and I have many proofs for this idea, is that the Mesilas Yesharim, even since this is the topic called being naki, being clean, the Mesilas Yesharim will bring extreme examples of it, even though they're way higher than the level of tzidkus. But since they're part of the concept called being naki, clean, they'll bring you the most extreme form of that cleanliness, even though it's way above the level of plain tzaddik. I have another proof for this that he brings, that nobody was able to fight in war without being nervous of getting killed, except for David HaMelech, who said on himself, "Niki kapayim uvar leva," that David was naki. Now, no one's going to tell me that David's level is Perek Yud Aleph of Mesilas Yesharim, which is basic level tzidkus. David himself calls himself Ki Chassid Ani. David was a chassid. But since categorically it's about cleaning up shop, the Mesilas Yesharim will give the most extreme examples of people who are totally clean, even if it's in an earlier part of the Sefer. He'll do this in many cases with themes of things. I'll bring you another interesting example that I've noticed, which is in Chassidus, the Mesilas Yesharim talks about davening. And I had a basic question. Chassidus is extra things. And he's talking about davening. Davening is something you're obligated to do. And he only starts talking about davening in Chassidus. Why does he talk about it in Chassidus? The answer is the Mesilas Yesharim holds that Chassidus is about building a relationship with Hashem. So even though you need to daven in Perek Yud Aleph, which is about tzidkus, but that's not what davening's about. What davening's about is having a relationship with Hashem, and that's why he brings it in Chassidus. Same thing with Dam L'Kaf S'chus. Dam L'Kaf S'chus in the Rambam is a mitzvah to be Dan everyone L'Kaf S'chus. In order to be a plain tzaddik, you need to be Dam L'Kaf S'chus. But the Mesilas Yesharim brings Dam L'Kaf S'chus all the way in Chassidus, which seems to be a misplacement. No, the answer is that the theme of Chassidus is loving every Jew on a level that you don't want to see anything wrong with them. So therefore, he brings Dam L'Kaf S'chus in a later part of the Mesilas Yesharim, because conceptually, Dam L'Kaf S'chus is a concept of Chassidus. Just like Tefillah is a concept of relationship with Hashem, Dam L'Kaf S'chus is a high level of relationship with people. Here we're saying a similar methodology to answer this question. Hillel HaZaken is mamish off the charts. He's totally clean of anger. But since we're talking about cleaning up shop, and Hillel was someone who was entirely clean, so we're bringing in an earlier part of Mesilas Yesharim as a more extreme example of being clean. But obviously, if you're totally clean of anger on this level, you are not in Perek Yud Aleph of Mesilas Yesharim. You are very much at the end of Mesilas Yesharim, because you've achieved a lifetime goal of not having an inner bad feeling, an inner feeling of kas. V'hine afilu l'dvar mitzvah. This is what usually gets people going. A lot of times people get upset for firm reasons. I'm going to be late to shul, or I have a chavrusa, or we're going to miss Man Kriyashma, which obviously are things that a person should really, or you're going to miss Man Kriyashma, get out of bed, right? These are all emergency situations which would call for someone to think to get angry because they're so important. So one would think that it's kedai to get angry for a dvar mitzvah. The Mesillas Yesharim, based on the Rambam, says no. Shalolichos, even for a dvar mitzvah, you're not allowed to get angry. Why? The answer is very simple. It's not it may seem religious to get angry about a mitzvah, but getting angry means to be out of control. So if you're going to be out of control, that's never positive. Oh, Shlomo Rosenfeld, I love seeing your name. I can't see your face, but I'm happy to see you. But even a dvar mitzvah is not something that you can get angry about, because being angry is being out of control. Nothing positive comes out of that. Vafilu haravim talmido, even a Rebbe with a Talmud who's doing it l'shem chinuch. In the old shtetl, they had, you know, all these the mechanchim who love to give patches to the kids on their backs and on their hands. You know, it sounds like a fun thing to do, but according to the Rambam, Mesillas Yesharim, if you're doing it out of anger, the avim bno, and a father to a son, so there's no machlum for that anger. Velo shelo yiyasrim, it's not that you're not supposed to scare the living daylights out of your kids. Elo yiyasrim viyasrim. I have three of my kids in here, they're very scared as I'm saying this. But yiyasrim viyasrim. You really do scare them and give them musr. Ach mibli kas, but without anger. But it's all to bring them onto the right path. The hakas shayir alahem, and the anger that you show them, yakas panim. It's only a kas of the face. It's acting. It's not real anger, right? It's and you have to velo kas, and you have to be good at faking it. If you're not good at it, sometimes I've cracked up. And I ruined the anger, but let's practice. You ready? First, look at my very stern face. How many times have I told you not to hit your sister? I've had it with you. Me and mommy have had a long discussion about this. You're really above this. You're really better. Pretty good, right? Now look how happy I am. That's called kas panim. That's not easy to have, but you have to be a good actor. You can practice in front of the mirror. Anyway, v'amar Shlomo, al tival beruchecha lichos. Don't lose yourself in anger. Shlomo says, you could get angry, but don't lose yourself, meaning don't really be angry, but get angry on the outside. V'amar ki le'evel yar kas. There are three things that you can identify a person with. Bikoso, in his drinking, right? Nichnas yayin yatzisod. When he drinks, you know what he's talking about. You know what he is. He'll say things. He'll reveal things about what's going on. And kiso, his wallet. His wallet. You know, a lot of times you only get to know someone when you ask them for a donation or you ask them to share something with you or a loan. All of a sudden, you start seeing new parts of their personality. It's very interesting that the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, when he defines people's personalities, has a couple personality traits that have to do with money. It's kind of like built into us is attitudes towards money. So when you see how someone uses their wallet and relates to their wallet, you learn a lot about them. And the last one is kaso, is his anger. When a person's angry and how they control their anger, what they're saying when they're angry, you can learn a lot about people. You can learn a lot about them. So my friends, we have just done the midah of anger. We have learned that anger is about not being logical. And not being logical is very, very dangerous. It's never good. And the levels of anger that we have, as much as we stay in control, it's good. And the whole point is to keep anger under control, not to expect of ourselves to not feel anger, but to make sure that we're never, that we have our hands on the wheel, just like Shlomo Rosenfeld is driving with two hands on the wheel. We have to drive with two hands on the wheel, Yitzi Friedman. We have to always be in control. Hillel really upped the bar, and he doesn't have even a feeling of anger. And also never to be get stuck in frumkeit. My Rebbeim talked about frumkeit, which is religious reasons to do bad things, which is anger. You think, oh, I'm upset about something religious now, so I can be angry. Anger is always bad. So the only anger that's good is what's called kaspanim, an outward anger. I love you all. You should all have a wonderful rest of the day. You should all be safe. All of Klal Yisrael should be safe. Aryeh Friedman's on here, our great chassan. Aryeh, it's great to see you. And wish you to build a beautiful Bayis Nam Yisrael, L'Shem El Tzivaharis, on behalf of the Mesil Sisharim Midos Workshop. We are all happy for your simcha.